Proof mentality is valid. In front of them, Ephel is Shnei Tifei Torah. One person should not get a Leah in two different Tifei Torah, because you shouldn't go but look to there's something wrong with the Shalish in the first Tifei Torah. That's why it's getting a Leah in the second one. But like Shabbos for Shredis, Yom Tov, yeah. So one who got the last Leah should not get Master and you say, what do you do? This is nobody else. Get the Leah. In that case, it says you should roll the first day to third. You shouldn't take a 2 to 3 third. It's then a case where it looks at the timing of the first day to third. Don't take that 2 to 3 third. That's a very unusual circumstance. That's the only person that can get the third person that's allowed to leave. Yeah. What happens if the one who can get the lead is not the one who got the last Aliyah, the one who got a previous Aliyah? Yeah, if someone got Shlishi, now we're up to Shri. And now we take a new Sefer Torah. So the guy who got Shlishi, reads in the second Sefer Torah, all the problems only, the one who got the last Aliyah and the first one cannot get in the second. So Magen Avraham is reading about this, because since there wasn't the same person to the consecutive Aliyah, that's right. Rothenbach and Eli Rav are not reading about this. But still, say maybe there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Magen Avraham, so, even though the Eli Rav is mafic, basically that someone who got to leave the first day because she's not going to leave the second day because under all circumstances. And since it's tighter, you can't. The person got to leave and you want to give him a fucking inspiration. Even though he read from the first day of tighter, that's all right. Everybody knows that it's nothing to do with the first day of tighter. It's nothing to do with the first day of tighter. You're talking to the next one, Ali. The Valkyrie reads one person, and the Targum reads one person. And the Targum, Asher, the Targum, Ashi, the person would be a Kyrie. You can't start translating until the Valkyrie finishes the person. Then the Kyrie, Asher, the Kyrie, person, after Ashi, the Targum, if he has the Targum, and also before the Valkyrie reads the next person, he has to wait. So then the Targum finishes what he's explaining. The Aina Kyrie, Asher, the Agvi, a Kyrie, the Aisim, and the Targum. When the Targum is in the Kyrie, both the Targum and the Valkyrie should read the same. Say at the same loudness. They not Torah Rashi to say on the Targum, so you're able to tell because of the Torah. One's reading for the Torah should not help one who's translating with the translation, because people are going to think that the translation is written in the Torah. This base, Kotham the Targum, like they got them, and when Kotham the Gotham, she's not going to get Kotham. Kotham gets an Aliyah to have a Kotham with the Targum from him, that's not covered for a Kotham to have a Kotham in the Targum from him. He stopped on a Aramaic translation because they could not understand Aramaic either. He gave nothing. I wanted to translate it into English. Yeah. The Targum was used because it was given over in Ruach HaKodesh. To make any translation, since we're not 100% sure about the accuracy, we don't want to get involved in it. Yeah, the Mice of the Taimanim is still a good kid. They don't want to go to Hashemim.
A person walks into a shul and in the middle of being the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to leave till they finish the Aliyah. Even if you have nothing to do with the shul, you want to pick up a pen and be left over there. Consider the design of the Torah and very severe crime. So stay away from that. Just wait, either don't go in till they finish, or if you go in, don't go out till they finish the Aliyah. So if you want to leave the next, if there's a need, then you go out.